Paragraph Yud Aleph. Vize Bechinas Goidel Mailas Hagshomim. And with this we can understand the great, great benefit and significance of rain. Kasher Hifligu Rabbi Seinuzal, as our rabbis speak about this. Ve'i'efsher sheyerdu akshomim kim al yedei tikun maisa hatachtoinim. It is impossible for rain to come without correction and perfection of the deeds of us human beings down here. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'chol siyah hasode terem yeboretz, the plants and vegetation were not yet growing out of the ground. V'chol esef hasode terem yitzmoch, and the grass was not yet coming up. Why? Ki lo yihimter Hashem elokim, because Hashem had not yet given rain. Why? V'odom ayin la'avodeso adoma, because man was not yet on the scene to work the land. And Rashi HaKadosh over there quotes the Gemara, which says that as soon as man was created on the sixth day of creation, who could realize, who could appreciate the value of the vegetation and rain, and man said his tefillah, when Adam Rishon was mispalel, that's when the rain came and everything started growing. Ki ikar hamtokas hagvurois lafoich midin lechesed, because the main concept of sweetening the judgments, to change din into chesed, shai deze daika yordin akshomim, which is what brings about rain, ze toloi b'maisa hatachtoinim daika, is dependent on us. It is not dependent on Hashem. Hashem makes it dependent on us. Tal, do, is something that comes every day. We don't have, it's not dependent on us. Geshem is something that's totally dependent on us. As Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this in maybe 20 places in the Likutei Halachos, where he shows the difference between Tal and Geshem, and that's why we pray for Tal on Pesach, whereas Geshem on Sukkos. Kefi shemizgabrim lachni aguf velotzei smiguf lonefesh. To the degree that we put in the effort to overcome the body and to subdue the body under the soul, kemoikein nimtak hadin, to that degree we're succeeding in sweetening the din, v'nimshach hachesed, and being able to draw chesed. Shaydeze yordin akshanum kanal, that's what brings down rain upon us. V'oz godel hatzameach min oretz, and then the plants and vegetation grow from the earth. Shu gamkein bechinas aliyas hanefesh. That's another example of the soul being elevated and strengthened. Because again, we said that plants compared to the earth are soul compared to body. V'ze bechinas hatainiyos shemisanen al hagshomim. Shegozru rabbeinu zal kama v'kama tainiyos b'shvil gshomim yoyser me'al shar dvorim. Now you'll understand an incredible thing. Why we find in the Gemara, there's an entire Gemara that focuses on the fast days which the rabbis decreed when there's a lack of rain. And that's the only thing. In other words, a person would say, what do you mean? There's so many other things that we're lacking. How come they don't make fasts for other things? How come it's only when it comes to rain that we have such incredible focus in the Gemara about this? That they would make sets of fast days, 7 and 13 and all fasting, all about rain. Why? V'kol maseches tainis ikra medaberes mi tainis kshomim. And the entire maseches tainis is speaking mostly about the fasts that are declared when there's a shortage of rain. V'hi mascheles, and it begins with the words, me'emosai mazkiren gvurois kshomim. You know why? K'al yidei hatainis hu ikra hachnoas haguf l'gabi ha'nefesh. K'mavur heite b'tchilas maimaral. Because as we discussed earlier, and as Rabbeinu Zal says in the beginning of chapter 37 on Likutei Moran, which this whole halacha is based on, one of the most powerful things that subdues the body, puts the body under the control of the soul, is fasting. And when you subdue the guf under the nefesh, that's hamtoka sadinim, that's what brings about rain. And this is also why in which bracha in Shmon Esrei Do we mention rain in the bracha that deals with tchiyas ameisim, the dead coming back to life? Ki tchiyas ameisim hu shenizke lokum b'tchiya beguf v'nefesh. Because as we explained a few pages ago, that by tchiyas ameisim, we're going to come back to life in body and soul. V'oz yeh haguf mezukoch legamri. However, then the body is not going to be today's body. The body is going to be 100% pure. V'yishapech haguf lenefesh kanal. The body is going to be a twin brother of the soul. It's going to be mamish like the soul. Shezeo b'chinas gevurois geshomim. That's the concept of the rain, sheyordim al yidei hamtokas hadin, which comes down when you have a sweetening of the din, shenishapik l'chesed, that the din gets converted to chesed. Shezeo b'chinas hishapchus miguf l'nefesh. That's similar to the conversion from body to soul. Mimiso l'chaim, from death to life. B'chinas tchiyas hameisim kanal. And this is why rain is considered so special and so important. To the point where so many major places in the Torah, whenever Hashem wants to talk about blessing us and fabulous, it's rain, 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 rain. V'shetitein ha'oretz yivula, that the earth will give forth its produce. Rain. The Torah keeps focusing on rain. Kemo Shekosev, as it says in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, if you'll fulfill all my commandments and you'll be wonderful and great and excellent, you'll be the best Jews in the world. What am I going to give you? $1 million? No. Diamonds? No. Banana split? No. Venosati Gishmechem Beitom. I will give you the rain in its proper time. Venos Nahoret Sivula. And then the earth will give forth its produce. We find many examples of this throughout the Torah. Ki kishayordin gshomim, because when the rain goes down, v'ha'oretz noisenes yivula, and the earth gives forth its produce, u'gedelim hatzmochim in ha'oretz, and the plants and vegetation and trees grow from the earth, boze royin pe'ulas Yisrael shepo'alu al yedei avoidosom v'kiyum ha'Torah. There we see the results of the efforts of the Jewish people, what they accomplished through their mitzvahs and through their fulfilling of the Torah. Shezochu lahach, through their tefillah and through their fulfillment of the Torah. Shezochu lahachnia haguf, v'lafoy haguf lenefesh. They were zechut to subdue the body, to lower the body and put it completely under the control and authority of the soul. At shenim tak hadin, which results in a sweetening of the din. V'nesapich midas hadin l'midas harachmim. And the din gets converted to rachamim. Shezeo b'chinas kshomim. That's what rain is. V'gidl hatzameich menorets. And that's what the plants coming out of the ground are all about. The ground is gvura, din. The plants are the chasodim. The ground is the guf, the plants are the nefesh, as we said before. Shezeo b'chinas tchiyas ameisim. And that's what tchiyas ameisim is going to be all about. She'oz yishapech haguf lenefesh kanal. That's when the body is going to be soul. Shezehu ikar haschar. That's the ultimate reward. Ki ikar haschar shel Torah u'mitzvahs, because the main reward and the main results of all of our Torah and mitzvahs we're going to see after the dead are brought back to life, which is like rain, as we mentioned before. When it rains, that's when you see the results of all of our efforts. So too by Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's where we're going to see the real results. Now you understand the connection. This is why we say Mashiv Aruch Amorad Hageshem in the bracha of Mechaya Meisim. V'zeh b'chinas hasmichus v'yiten lehocho elokim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmani horetz v'roiv dogon v'siroish yavducho amim. Now you'll also understand why on Saturday night, Moitzoi Shabbos, we say v'yiten lecho. We say that Hashem should bless you with the dew from heaven and the fat of the land and plentiful grain and wine and everything. And then right afterwards we say that Hashem should defeat all of our enemies. All the nations will be defeated. what does one have to do with the other? What does the wheat and grain and the wine have to do with defeating the nations? Ki kishashem yisporach mashpia liYisrael roiv dogon v'siroish, because when Hashem gives us all of this grain and grapes and all of this vegetation, sheze bechinas hisalus hanefesh al haguf, which is an example of the soul rising above the body, shaydeze nisrabev nisborach aliyas hatzemech min oretz, that's what causes the plants and everything to be blessed and come up from the ground. V'nimshach sovo v'zoil goto boilam, and it results in a plentifulness, and things are not expensive. Everybody's able to buy fruits and vegetables. The price of the tomatoes goes down and everything. When this happens, through this, ho'amim ha'ne'echozim ba'guf kanal, those other nations, our enemies, our opposition, who are all plugged into the body, they're all about body, not about soul. They become subdued and humbled and defeated under the Jewish people. Shem bechinas nefesh, the Jews who are nefesh, soul. Bechinas, as the pasuk says there, yavducho amim, all of these other nations will serve you. V'alkein nizborech Yaakov miYitzchok b'brocha zois, and this is why the brocha had to come specifically from Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu, who represents all of Klal Yisrael, where did the blessing come from? From Avram Avinu, who is the chesed, the isha chesed? No, it came from Yitzchok. Ki ze ikar berchosoi shel Yaakov, sheyizgaber al Esav, shehu asitra achra, b'chinas guf, b'chinas taivas achila. Because the main bracha for Yaakov Avinu is that he should be zeichet to succeed, he should be zeichet to be victorious over Esav, who is the other side, who is the body, who is all about gorging himself, feeding the body. B'chinas haliteinin om adam adam, he said, shovel those lentils into my mouth. Haliteinin. I can't get enough of it. I can't eat it fast enough. Bechinas his gabrus hadin. So Esav is all about his gabrus hadin. Shu bechinas odoim, which is redness. Esav came out red, and he's eating red lentils. That's what he's all about. V'Yaakov nizborach miYitzchok, and Yaakov Avinu was blessed by Yitzchok Avinu. Sheyizke Yaakov lehizgaber al Esav, that Yaakov Avinu should be zeichet to overcome Esav. Shehu bechinas hizgabrus hanefesh al haguf, that's the soul overcoming the body. Shezeo bechinas gidul hatzoymeach al yedei gevurois kshomim, this is the whole concept of plants, vegetation growing forth through rain. If you'll keep all the mitzvahs and everything, which means you'll favor the nefesh over the guf, what'll happen? The earth will give forth its produce. The earth, which is guf, will help, will be subservient to and serve the plants. It'll help kick up those plants and trees. V'zeo berchosu shel Yaakov, this is the blessing that Yaakov Avinu got. V'yitin lecho olekim mital ha-shamayim, that Hashem should give you the dew and the rain and plentiful grains and everything, and yavdu chamim. And there, when that'll happen, all the other nations will be subservient to you. Ki kulo echad, because it's all one. The whole concept of plants and vegetation growing forth from the earth, which is hisalus hanefesh, it's about the nefesh rising above the guf, is similar to the Jewish people rising above all their opposition, their opponents. That's also nefesh above guf.